Stablecoin supply hits record 322B as bank run warnings get louder. The total stablecoin market reached a record $322 billion in circulating supply, according to a CryptoSlate report published on May 27, 2026. The milestone arrives weeks after the segment cleared $318 billion and overtook the foreign exchange reserves of 95 sovereign nations. And it lands alongside a new round of warnings from policy researchers that the largest issuers still operate without the deposit insurance, supervision, or lender of last resort access that backstop conventional banks. The headline number conceals a sharp concentration. Tether's USDT and Circle's USDC together account for roughly 86% of supply, with Tether alone above $170 billion and USDC near $80 billion. The rest is split across a long tail that includes Sky's USDS, Athena's USDE, PayPal's PYUSD, and First Digital's FDUSD, with several issuers chasing local currency tokens in jurisdictions including Brazil, Georgia, and South Korea. The risk that scales with the supply researchers cited in the CryptoSlate piece argue that stablecoins now sit at a size where their failure mode matters for the broader financial system, not just for crypto traders. The mechanics are familiar to anyone who has read a 19th century banking history. An issuer holds reserves, mostly in U.S. Treasury bills and bank deposits, and promises one-to-one redemption on demand. If redemptions spike faster than the issuer can liquidate reserves at par, the peg breaks. If the peg breaks, more holders redeem. The feedback loop is the same one that produced bank panics before the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation was created in 1933. That history is exactly the comparison the warning camp keeps reaching for. Stablecoin issuers are larger than many regional banks, but their reserves are not insured, their disclosures are not standardized across jurisdictions, and they cannot tap a central bank facility if the treasury market seizes up. Circle came closest to that scenario in March 2023, when $3.3 billion USDC reserves were temporarily stuck at Silicon Valley Bank, and the token traded as low as 0.87 before federal intervention restored access to the funds. The reserve question is not settled. Tether publishes quarterly attestations and reports holdings concentrated in U.S. Treasury bills, repo, and gold. Circle publishes monthly disclosures with a similar treasury-heavy profile. Both have leaned on the argument that short-duration treasuries are the safest reserve asset available outside of central bank reserves themselves, which non-bank issuers cannot access. The counterargument from researchers is structural rather than asset-specific. A treasury bill held by a stablecoin issuer is still subject to bid-ask spreads, settlement timing, and counterparty risk at the custodian. A redemption wave that requires selling tens of billions of bills inside 48 hours could push prices below par, especially during a broader market stress event when liquidity for any asset is thinnest. The 2020 Treasury market dislocation, when bid-ask spreads on long bonds widened by an order of magnitude over a few trading days, is the frequently cited example. That is the gap critics point to. Reserves can be 100% treasuries, and the peg can still break under a fast enough run, because par is a price, not a guarantee. Regulation is moving, but unevenly. The U.S. Genius Act, signed in 2025, established a federal framework for payment stablecoins and forced issuers to choose between federal and state oversight. The FDIC is now advancing a Bank Secrecy Act rule that would impose AML and sanctions controls on stablecoin issuers, a step covered in our earlier reporting. Hong Kong has finalized its own stablecoin licensing regime. The EU's MiCA rules have been enforced since 2024 and have already pushed several non-compliant tokens off European venues. None of those frameworks resolves the core question raised by the bank-run camp. None of them grant stablecoin issuers access to a central bank facility, and none of them establish deposit insurance for token holders. They tighten the operational and reporting perimeter without changing the underlying liquidity asymmetry. A stablecoin is redeemable at par 24/7, but the reserves backing it trade only during banking hours and only at the prevailing market price. Reading the number with context, the $322 billion figure is real and the growth trajectory is unbroken. Stablecoins are also doing useful work, settling cross-border payments, providing dollar exposure in jurisdictions where dollar bank accounts are restricted, and serving as the dominant collateral asset across decentralized exchanges. Daily transfer volumes regularly exceed $50 billion across the major chains. But the same scale that makes the system useful also makes the policy stakes larger. A 5% redemption event on Tether alone would require liquidating roughly $8.5 billion of reserves inside the redemption window. A 20% event would mean $34 billion. The largest money market funds handle that volume with daily disclosure, federal oversight, and access to Federal Reserve facilities through their sponsoring banks. Stablecoin issuers handle it with attestations and bank deposits. The warning is not that a run is imminent, it is that the architecture for absorbing one without contagion still does not exist.